Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today in studio HQ, Scottsdale, Arizona, in the desert. This is also known as the Sonoran Desert for those folks. Joined by Randy Engston. What's up,
buddy? Fun fact, we're the only desert in the world with two monsoon seasons. Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Yep.
We're also one of the only two places in the world where naturally occurring haboobs happen. They call them haboob.
Yeah, they're quite scary to see.
Actually, you guys need to Google haboob after this
episode. Spell it right. Make sure you spell it right.
It's basically a giant dust cloud that comes over and just like comes over the mountains, and it just engulfs the entire like valley of Phoenix and suburbs with dust.
It's pretty crazy.
It's wild.
It's wild to see.
You can see it's like the invasion of the locusts, you know, like coming over the sky.
What's that movie, The Mummy?
Yes. Right? That's like what it looks like.
Yeah, it is. It's the same thing.
That's the other place it happens in Saudi Arabia. All right, rocking and rolling, guys. We are one day away from the Grow Summit. We pack our bags tonight, and we're on the flights in the morning. So the time you're hearing this episode, we will have already done the Grow Summit. And you're probably, if you're listening to this, you're probably like, crap, I missed the Grow Summit. Good news, link in bio. We've got the recordings for you. You can purchase the recordings right here, right now. You missed it. No problem. Get the content.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to let them know where else we're going to be?
Yes, we should.
They can go there too.
You might as well get your tickets for Nashville 2025. We are taking over the Sheraton Hotel. We don't have a signed agreement until this afternoon, so I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but we're 99% there.
We'll be in Nashville either way for that summit. So
yeah, we'll be in Nashville, and we are pre-selling call these quantum super early bird tickets. We'll put the link down there as well. Snag your tickets, the lowest price you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
Period.
Big
end
time.
Of story. Yeah. We're going to be announcing this at the end of Grow Summit in Chicago. So you hear the same info.
Yep.
All right. Let's rock and roll. So in my pre-con, which is on Thursday afternoon, we go deep in the weeds. We talk about the $1 million gym mastery. We talk about how, you know, all the elements that need to be in place in order for you to make a 7-figure business. And, you know, a long time ago, you're like, well, why $1 million? Like, what's the point of that? Well, other than the fact it's a round number.
Sure.
Ideally, you would think if a gym is doing $1 million, they're pretty successful. Mm-hmm. You would think, right? And on paper, it makes sense. You may not be making any money. Mm-hmm. But that's not the point of the conversation. The point is there's all these elements to even get there, because there's ways that you'll never get there. Yeah. The models you're in, the prices you charge, there's no mathematical way to make $1 million in some models.
Correct.
And prior to us making these changes in this facility, there wasn't going to be a way, because you're always 50 clients away and you never get past there. And there's a reason for it. And, you know, we talked about it in the we will talk about in the pre-con, which is on the recordings, guys, if you want to get those recordings, you can go deeper on this topic. But the biggest thing that we did was we looked at all the data, right? We got to understand, you know, who's the client that's making the most money, who's staying the longest, who's paying the most, who's got the most client lifetime value, all of those things. And it came down to looking at the services we offered. Mm-hmm. And we offered at the time, we offered a boot camp style, large group metabolic conditioning many times a day, you know, like 4 or 5 or 6 times a day. And we also did semi-private training. And it was, on a numbers basis for clients, it was about 50-50. We had a good tribe of large group training members, and we had a really good tribe of semi-private training clients. Mm-hmm. And we noticed several things other than the fact that the person that was doing semi-private, they they had access to all of the large group training sessions, but they never used them.
Yeah.
And so we were looking at these people, like, these are different. These are different avatars. These are different people, right? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, what we looked at was, how long are these people staying in the large group and how long are these people staying in the semi-private? Who's paying the most? Who's staying the longest? And it was a really easy decision once I had the data. And the data is this. It was 9.8 months for the large group training clients. They were churning out on average, let's call it 10 months. And in semi-private, is 36.2 months, so call it 3 years. So you got under a year and over 3 years.
It's pretty clear in paper.
And not only were they staying longer, the semi-private, they're paying twice to three times the price.
Yep.
So it wasn't the opposite, where the large group lower paying clients were staying 36 months, and then that math had to be mathing over versus, like, you know what I mean? It was both sides were pro semi-private. So what we did was we simplified the whole business model. Now we do this over steps. This isn't something you just do one day, you know, Monday morning, we're getting rid of large group training. We moved everything into semi-private training. And then on top of that, at the time we had a good, better, best option. And now we just have an A and a B membership option. So we have one service category of semi-private training. They're both unlimited, and we have an A and a B, and we've gone in depth on what the price is and what it is, but like, you got an annual term and an open term.
Yeah.
And when we've done that, since we've done that, there's nothing but growth happening.
Yeah.
Simplification.
Yep. There's one other number in there that I know I've talked to a lot of our clients with or about when they were way in the large group and semi-private thing. And that's the revenue per hour generated. The one thing that from the data that we saw was at Push Press or Two Brain, you know, over the last few years, the average attendant per large group class was 6 attendees. So if you're considering it large group and you're only bringing in 6 people, which is bodies, right? Like, the work to bring in the same number of people, we do 6-to-1 in semi-private. It per session breakdown of what the 6 large group clients were making the gym during that 1 hour of deliverable was fractional,
right,
compared to a semi-private session. So for me, that's almost like the slap in the face easy one to go off of, is every time I have set large group on the schedule in place of semi-private, my business makes less money. And so if we're catering to the greatest opportunity, and this is, guys, this is a big global conversation for how to look at your business. You know, when you have these data points and you have this math and it's giving you the answers as to what your greatest opportunity for wins are, that's the direction you should be catering the business. And, you know, obviously you're the ultimate decider. Maybe you want to have a little bit of boot camp or large group on there somewhere or something like that. Maybe you can do that, but don't do it at your prime opportunities to sell the higher end service when you're not going to get the draw that you think you're mm-hmm. going to get for a large group. You know, if you had 25, 30, 40 people in a boot camp every single session, okay, I could kind of see a desire to keep that around. But we're not. And that's the thing, is like, you're in love with the product, you're in love with what it does, but at the end of the day, it's a horrible decision for you to keep in your business more often than not.
Right.
And yeah, the data is the decider. It's got nothing to do with how much we enjoy hot, sweaty bodies in the room and how fun that session is necessarily. If your business is hurting, make a choice to make your business better.
Right. Yeah. And it's very easy to say that from sure. this side of yeah. this microphone. Obviously there's years of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into creating what you've created as a gym owner. And you're in love with that. And, you know, book number one, Built to Grow, is chapter, I think, 4, is like, can't fall in love with your own product.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's really what it comes down to. I don't know if it's me or if just kind of me not being a personal trainer first and going into this venture as a business owner brain. It was very easy for me. Like, that doesn't work. This works. Let's do that instead. But many gym owners, trainer brains, have a very difficult time shelving something that they've put so much time in, and they have so many relationships with the clients there that they never do it. And so at the end of the Grow Summit, I'm going to talk about action.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about, like, you can learn all of this stuff and go home and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Your time here was wasted, right? You could see great ideas and you could take down notes and you could write nuggets down, and then you go home and do the same exact shit you've been doing for 5 years. That's, you know, pretty much the stupidest thing you can do.
Yeah.
You've got opportunities in front of you. The winners will win. They're going to take those nuggets and they're going to go take action and they're going to go win and beat their competition and grow and have two locations and five locations and make more money, take vacations, and all of these things are going to happen, or keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
And that's exactly what I think most gym owners do. It's like the fear of change. It's like the fear of upsetting a couple of clients. Like, all the evidence is right there. But then I go back to where I'm comfortable and despite what all of that's telling me. And I could tell you, for the gym owners that continue to make that decision, you're going to be in the same seat that you're in right now, if not worse, in a matter of 6 months, a year, 2 years. You have to skate to where the puck's going, and you have to make that decision as a business owner that there are decisions you make as a business that are in the interest of the business. You can't just because you have a desire to do well, bringing in maybe a large group or keeping a large group model, that doesn't mean that you have the opportunity for what you truly want. And that's a hard thing to realize, but you have to make the decision to do something different. And if you don't, it's on you.
Yeah, I mean, what a time to be alive. You can come to an event, listen to a podcast from people that are doing the things you want to do. They're, you know, your best use of your time is to surround yourself with the people that are doing what you aspire to do. If you're hanging around with people doing worse than you or the same as you, like that's also, you know, a waste of your time. Your best use of your time is to surround yourself with the best.
Yeah.
And here you are. We got the Grow Summit, you know, this week. You got podcasts like this. We're telling you the secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing to hide here. There's no like ulterior motive. If we tell them this, they go do that, then they're going to need us for something else. No, there's really not. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
We decided when we did this podcast 5 years ago, I don't even know how long. What year did we start this?
That's a great question. I don't know myself. Yeah, 19-ish. Yeah.
We said, let's give it all away.
Yep.
Let's give it all away. I mean, why not? Because that's, you know, if we're going to here to help gym owners win the game, we're going to give you, we know you're going to need help eventually,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to get stuck with something, or you got a tough decision, or you don't know how to look at the numbers. That's where we come in, and you'll ask for help when you need it. But like, this is information. You're going to hear stuff at the Grow Summit. You're going to hear stuff on this podcast. I wrote it all in the damn book, Built to Win.
Yeah.
Gave it all away. Like, here it is. And I know there's going to be people, and it's about 2%, that are going to go do something with that.
Sure.
There's a guy that we met at the Providence Perform Better, and he's like, here's how I work. And I'm like, you're the 2%.
Yep.
He goes and hears something, and he goes back and does it. Unfortunately, that's not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you go back, and you're listening to this show, you've already gone to the Grow Summit, you've come back, what happens, you settle into your routines, and you're like, that notepad gets pushed in, you know, on a shelf or in a desk drawer, and you're back to the same old.
Yep.
The best thing you can do is identify two or three or four major movers, needle movers, that you can take back and go implement, bring it to your team Monday morning. Guys, I heard this thing. Let's talk it over. Let's put it on a whiteboard so we can't put it in a drawer. Stick it up there, and let's consider this. And I give you guys the five-question matrix to ask yourself whether or not this is a good decision or not. And then go do it. Take action. And if it doesn't fit for you, then it doesn't fit. But, like, at the same time, if it does and you don't do something about it, you know, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, if you fail, it's on you. I mean, honestly,
and
it's on you.
That's the hard part is, like, you know, if you're in that seat and you know you don't have the business acumen, you know that, like, the business side is suffering. You got every trainer, every business owner, every gym owner that we've ever talked to, 100% of them believe that the training is great. Well, awesome. Then why are you spending more time going to learn how to train better with all of your time and energy and effort? If the business needs help, you seek business advice. Go find a business coach. Go find a program. Go address those areas to fill the gap in what you're not bringing to the table. And that's the hard part. You're making a difficult decision today to go do something you're uncomfortable with or you're not familiar with. It's not natural to you, but that's where the most gain is going to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't get that from going and doing the same thing that you've done that's giving you, I mean, I can't even say growth, but incremental, you know, check, you're checking the boxes in your knowledge, you know, when it comes to the comfort of swinging kettlebells and giving somebody a result better. That's not going to make you more money, but if you're all your time's there, this is where you need to be in the business seat. You can't be going back and being the trainer guy running the business.
Yeah, if you don't know your numbers, you don't know how to get clients, you can't, you don't, I mean, the data is the data.
Like, exactly.
You've got to know the data. If you don't go back and look and do what I did and say, hey, who are our clients? How long do they stay? How much do they pay? What memberships are there? Where do they live? I've done all of this. I've put pins on maps and looked at neighborhoods and I'm like, okay, then I would take our best, what we call energy giving clients that give you energy, and we're looking at them. Who are they? Are they married? Do they got kids? No, they do have kids. They're out of the house. How old are they? Where do they live? Kind of jobs, kind of cars. And those people fill this bucket up over here are the best paying clients. Let's go get more of those.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know what I mean? Where a lot of gyms don't even know that, you know, we train 35 to 55 year old men and women that want to get in great shape.
Oh, it's worse than that. I mean, that's actually pretty clear for what I hear most gym owners say. Most gym owners are, we can serve anybody.
Okay.
Well, sure you can, but who are the people that are walking through your doors to pay you for what you bring to the table? What is your unique selling proposition that you have your flag in the ground? What are the people that are coming for that? You're going to have some spillover. Sure. You know, people walk through the door. Oh, it's a new gym, new facility. Like they might not fit that. You'll have a little bit of that. But if you look at your client base, there is going to be those commonalities for sure. And if you're the gym owner that says we can serve anybody, you serve nobody.
Yeah.
And that's a hard problem. Part. You need to find and cater to the niche
when I first opened the gym, I was really heavy into bodybuilding. Like I would have like the bodybuilding muscular development magazines and all this stuff. I was into it, man. I was trying to get big and strong and all these things, right? But when I went to a seminar, I don't remember where it was. It was like 8% of the population that go to gyms live in the bodybuilding category.
That's what, 8% of 19% of this nation?
Right. And I was like, well, that's not what we're doing. And it was really easy
for
me, even though if it were up to me and I didn't need any clients, I would have a freaking hardcore heavy metal gym, dirt floors and metal weights, and it would be a blast.
And all my buddies, you'd be working a full-time job
right.
to have a place to train you and your buddies.
That would be it.
Yep.
If I didn't need the money to survive, right? Like when I first started, I would just do a hardcore gym because that's what I like, but it's 8% and it's probably less than that if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So when I decided back in the very, very beginning, we're going to cater to the general population client. That's where the money was.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to go because we could serve them. We could serve them on a greater scale. But yes, 19% of population goes to the gym. It's 19.5. It's very, very low, unfortunately. But we have made up some ground. Believe it or not, it was like 16 for a while and then 18, and now we're at 19.5. But the other side of that coin is Ozempic. It's
going
to be 25% here pretty soon. What it for? It's nuts. Anyways, point of this episode was this. Know your data. Understand you got to keep the emotion out of making business decisions. You may love clients that live down here, but your best paying clients are over here. We got rid of all of our, I guess, boot camp style, large group training. We went all in on semi-privates, our highest paying clients. And we would have gone the other way if the data reflected the opposite.
Exactly.
We would have got rid of semi-private and stuck with large group if that's what the data told us. So it wasn't like, hey, we like this versus that. We believe in semi-private as the best model and the best for your client. Anyway, I think it's a win-win-win.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But we got rid of everything. We got rid of good, better, best. We went to AB and that's it. End of story, and we've been able to scale ever since. And so, like, look at your numbers, look at your data, look at your service offerings. Is there stuff you can cut the fat off? If there is, it's only in your best interest for you and your clients and your business and your family and everything else to simplify to scale.
And one last thing to leave on that is every decision comes down to two options. Every decision, right? You can start at Cheesecake Factory and you have 300 menu options. The final decision you make is it this versus this? You're like, but to get to one, you need to eliminate one other. You know what I mean? You're not eliminating 299 at the same time. It always comes down to those last two. So by simplifying your memberships to something as simple as an A and a B, you're making the decision for the consumer that much easier. And I know there's psychology around having, you know, a high end or anchoring, price anchoring, and you can play with that. But at the end of the day, you're going to get more people committing to a membership in total when you have two options than if you had three.
And there is a case in point for one option.
Sure.
Eventually.
And there's plenty of facilities that are that.
You may just have one option eventually, and we may too. We have to play with it here because of our type of clientele and travel and freezes and stuff. But at the end of the day, like if it was up to me, it would be probably a little bit higher price than we're charging, yep, and then open-ended, and like there is no more decision-making.
Yeah.
But in A and B, we needed to, if you guys lived here, you would understand the summers are brutal. And I'm explaining all this 2 days from now in the growth summit. So hopefully that helps you guys understand, like, look, it's best to simplify to scale. I'm telling you, when we did this, everything kind of changed that at that point in time for the best. And so hopefully that helps you guys. Until next episode, guys, keep changing lives. Go grab the recordings on the show notes, and that's it. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.